Good evening. I call to order this April 25th, 2023 meeting of Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I am pleased you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable and I will do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We do have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting and I ask that you keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and ask you to come forward to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to me, the city council, or the city staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits, and we will begin with the roll call of members.
Here.
Austin.
Shank.
Here.
Wolf.
Here.
Willis.
Here.
Sandholm.
Here.
Ferrari.
Here.
Heifel.
Here.
All members except Austin present.
Please stand and join me with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number four, I'm going to be reading a proclamation about Mental Health Month. Whereas the area that someone lives in plays a significant role in their overall health and well-being, and whereas surroundings can impact if, how, and when a person's needs are met, which in turn affects mental health. Whereas having safe, stable, and healthy home conditions set the foundation for achieving and maintaining good mental health. Whereas with early and effective interventions, those individuals with mental health conditions can recover and lead full and productive lives. And whereas each business, school, government agency, healthcare provider, organization, and citizen share the burden of mental health problems and has a responsibility to promote mental health wellness and support prevention efforts. Therefore, I, Mindy Rump, do hereby proclaim May 2023 as Mental Health Month in the city of Blair, Nebraska. As the mayor, I also call upon the citizens, government agencies, public and private institutions, businesses, and schools of Blair to recommit our community to increasing awareness and understanding of mental health, the steps our citizens can take to protect their mental health, and the need for appropriate and accessible services for all people with mental health conditions on this 25th day of April, 2023. Is there anybody here from MCH to accept this? Come forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number five, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please vote. I will note that in the consent agenda, Councilmember Sandbold has agreed to be on the Blair Youth Sports Complex Board. We thank you for your service.
Council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number six, consider ordinance 2503, authorizing the issuance of water system revenue bond series 2023A in the principal amount not to exceed $23 million and related loan agreement with Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy. Mr. Storm.
Okay, Mayor Council, what you have before you tonight is an additional piece of the financing for all the work that we're doing down at the water treatment, the intake structure, the water main, and the lime solid projects, total of around $55 million in projects. Again, like I said, this is one piece of it. This is a piece that we would like to have about three more pieces of, but just can't secure it at this point in time and count on it. A month ago, you approved the 10 million bands to help tide over. That'll again be part of that financing going forward. Ultimately, with the financing approved tonight, with the bands approved, we'll be needing to come up with about $17 million in additional bonds that will either be permanent bonds and or bands to go along with the 10 million bands that we have to complete the financing over the next year and a half for the completion of the water plant expansion and the other projects that I've outlined. Agenda item this time for the $23 million in SRF loans is 30-year term with 1% or 0.5% interest and 0.5% fee. So we'll take that any day in this kind of environment for 30 years. The bonds that we issued were, the bands an example, are 4-year bond or bands, I believe it was. The interest rates on those was 6.1%. Mm-hmm. I would anticipate when you turn those into 20-year bonds here in about 2 to 3 years, that the interest rate over that period of time would probably drop down to, I'll say, 5% plus or minus a few basis points. So this financing, getting at least half of this project financed with the SRF for 30 years, 1%, and 35% forgiveness, as we have on this one, is huge towards the being able to hold rates and so forth down to the citizens of Blair and our industrial partners. Any questions?
Any comments from the public? Having none?
I'll introduce ordinance number 2503.
An ordinance authorizing the issuance of a water system revenue bond series 2023 is the city of Blair, Nebraska, the principal amount not to exceed $23 million in the form of promissory note issued in evidence and debitness to the Nebraska Department of Environmental and Energy, approving the form of said bond issued as a single promissory note and related loan agreement, pledging and reciprocating the revenues and earnings of the water works plant and water system owned or to be owned by the city for the payment of said bond, providing for the issuance and sale of said bond, authorizing the delivery of said bond and loan agreement to the Nebraska Department of Environmental and Energy, providing for the collection, segregation, and application of the revenues of said water works plant and system, determining that interest on said bond shall not be excludable from gross income for the purposes of federal income taxation, providing for the disposition of the proceeds of said bond and ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
I move the statutory rule regarding reading on 3 different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
Question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on 3 different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance authorizing the issues of the water system revenue bond series 2023A of the city of Blair, Nebraska, in the principal amount of not to exceed $23 million in the form of a promissory note issued to evidence and debitness to the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, approving the form of said bond issued as a single promissory note and related loan agreement, pledging and reciprocating the revenues and earnings of the water works plant and water system owned or to be owned by the city for the payment of said bond, providing for the issuance and sale of said bond, authorizing the delivery of said bond and loan agreement to the Nebraska Department of Environmental and Energy, providing for the collection, segregation, and application of the revenues of said water works plant and system, determining that interest on said bond shall not be excludable from gross income for the purposes of federal income taxation, providing for the disposition of the proceeds of said bond and ordering the ordinance published in pamphlet form.
I move for final passage of ordinance number 2503.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall ordinance number 2503 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2503 duly adopted. Item number 7, consider ordinance 2504, authorizing the issuance of water system revenue bond series 2023B in the principal amount not to exceed $2,500,000 and related loan agreement with the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy. Mr. Storm.
Again, Mayor and Council, this is an additional piece of that. Again, as staff, Alan and I have been working with NDE trying to get as much of the SRF funds as we can to try to get those lower interest terms and so forth. This is an additional piece that they had allocated to us. You've got, I think it's $2.5 million. This only carries 7% forgivable with it, as well as the 30-year term, 1% total, 1/2 interest, 1/2 fee. So again, it's not as much as what we'd like, but we'll take every little bit we get. And I know Al will continue to work with NDEE, trying to, over the next 6-8 months, try to secure additional SRF funds, whether they get those terms or not, but even at 2-3% is cheaper than the 5-6%, especially if you can get some forgiveness with it. So again, this is part of it, and this should carry cash flow for several months now. Between the projects right now, we're spending about $3.5 million a month for construction down there. So when you look at the numbers, this should carry us for out there for about 12 months or so forth to give time to explore other, hopefully other funding opportunities with NDEE or other agencies to be able to fund the project. I was real disappointed today when I got an email that the Governor Pillen has refused to include and support the $8 million that we had requested through Senator Hansen, but we'll continue to explore some other alternatives, and I'll be visiting with Phil on maybe some directions to go to still try to get something out of some of that. So, any questions?
Any comments from the public? Having none, we'll entertain an introduction.
I introduce ordinance number 2504.
An ordinance authorizing the issuance of a water system revenue bond series 2023B in the city of Blair, Nebraska, in the principal amount not to exceed $2,500,000 in the form of a promissory note issued to Evidence and Devonis in the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, approving the form of said bond, issued as a single promissory note related loan agreement, pledging and hypothecating the revenues and earnings of the water works plant and water system owned or to be owned by the city for the payment of said bond, providing for the issuance and sale of said bond, authorizing the delivery of said bond and loan agreement to the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, providing for the collection, segregation, application of the revenues of said waterworks plant and system, determining that the interest of said bond shall not be excludable from gross income for purposes of federal income taxation, providing for the disposition of the proceeds of said bond, and ordering this ordinance published in pamphlet form.
I move that the statutory rule regarding reading on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question
for the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance authorizing the issue of a water system revenue bond series 2023B of the city of Blair, Nebraska, in the principal amount of not to exceed $2,500,000 in the form of a promissory note issued to Evidence and Devonis to the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, approving the form of said bond issued as a single promissory note related loan agreement, pledging and apothecating the revenues and earnings of the waterworks plant and the water system owned or to be owned by the city for the payment of said bond, providing for the issuance and sale of said bond, authorizing the delivery of said bond and loan agreement to the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, providing for the collection, segregation, application of the revenues said waterworks plant and system, determining that interest of said bond shall not be excludable from gross income for the purpose of federal income taxation, providing for the disposition of the proceeds of said bond, and ordering this ordinance published in pamphlet form.
I move for final passage of ordinance number 2504.
Second.
Question
before the council is, shall ordinance number 2504 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2504 duly adopted. Item number 8, consider ordinance 2505, authorizing the sale of lots 5, 6, and 7, South 10th Street Subdivision, Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, to Trevor Odell. Mr. Storm.
Mayor and council, you have tonight proposed ordinance that would sell 3 lots on the 10th Street subdivision that the city did here a year and a half, 2 years ago. Again, if you remember, we had that strip of property between essentially the creek area and 10th Street that was left over when we put the new road, 10th Street, through to Highway 75. We had a total of 8 lots there. Previously, we had sold 4 of those lots. We received 2 proposals back a couple months ago for some of the lots. We had one proposal for lot 6 and 7, And then we had a second proposal for lot 5, 6, and 7. I'll get it right yet. The real estate committee met a couple different times. Also then met with both the developers, both builders to review what they had proposed in their proposals. And with that, the committee is recommending to sell lots 5, 6, and 7 to Trevor O'Dell for the expansion of his business. And with that, I'll turn it over to the committee to go over any other items or recommendations they want to make.
We did review two different proposals and felt that Trevor O'Dell had a great plan for the three lots, and so we would introduce, I would introduce ordinance number 2505.
An ordinance authorizing the sale of lots 5, 6, and 7 South 10th Street subdivision, City of Blair, Washington, Nebraska, providing for notice of such sale to be published in 3 consecutive weeks immediately after passage of this ordinance, authorizing the mayor to enter into a purchase agreement with Trevor O'Dell buyer and to make all notifications required under Nebraska Revised Statute 16-202, including notification of the right of remonstrance, providing for all ordinance parts more conflict therewith, to repeal and providing that said ordinance be in full force and effect following passage and publication as required by law, and ordering the ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
I move the statutory rule regarding reading on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
Question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance authorizing the sale of lots 5, 6, and 7 South 10th Street subdivision, City of Blair, Washington, Nebraska, providing for notice that such sale to be published for 3 consecutive weeks immediately after the passage of this ordinance, authorizing the mayor to enter into a purchase agreement with Trevor O'Dell buyer and to make all notifications required under Nebraska Revised Statute 16-202, including notification of the right of remonstrance, providing for all ordinance parts and ordinance conflict herewith, repealed and providing that said ordinance shall be in full force and effect following passage and publication as required by law, and ordering this ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
I move final passage of ordinance number 2505.
Second.
Question.
Question before the council is, shall ordinance number 2505 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2505 duly adopted. Item number 9, consider resolution 2023-13 approving a lease agreement with Joseph's Coat, Inc. to rent a 15-foot by 36-foot bay at the west end of the new storage garage being constructed for the Blair Police Department. Mr. Storm.
Mayor and Council, you have before you a proposed lease agreement for consideration. Back after the City Council approved the contract with Mr. Harson to build the new police garage there on the west side of the current police office building. The Joseph Coats contacted the mayor and wanted to know if it would be possible for the city to expand the building to provide some storage space for their needs at their cost. We looked at it, worked with the city attorney, met with the, discussed it with the police and fire committee, and decided that we felt that it was worthwhile to try to move forward to work with them. So what you have tonight then is a lease agreement that's been prepared to enter into them for essentially that building. They would be leasing that space, and they will be paying for all costs above what our original bid was for the size building that we were building for the police department. So the additional cost is completely being paid by Joseph Coats. The lease, ultimately, we would be responsible for carrying the insurance on the whole building, as well as the electrical costs for that. The term would be for the, I think it was 25 years with a couple 5-year options, unless they disband and or move from that current location on Worthington Street. So with that then, I'd answer any questions that you might have.
I
think there's some representatives of Joseph Coats here.
Is that a separate walled
yes.
bay? Okay, I just wanted
to. Yeah, that'll be completely walled off so that they would have no access to the side that the police department would be utilizing where there may be potential evidence or something.
Thank you.
So even with the wall, there's no question about security because walls obviously can be broken through?
Sure. It'll be a wall just like what the exterior wall would be currently. So could somebody beat their way through it? Yes, you know, I mean, you can't say they couldn't, but it's not going to be a concrete block wall. It'll be just a sheetrock finished wall, so.
And I know you said that we'll carry the insurance, but will they need to carry a separate policy for renter's insurance?
Yes, they'll carry it for renter's insurance for their liability and for their any fire insurance that they would need or damage and so forth.
One more. Chief? Thank you.
It's a good idea.
Okay.
Both of us can, you know, benefit from this.
Thank you.
More eyes on the building when you're worried about security. They'll have their eyes on it all the time when they do stuff than ours. And I think it's a good idea.
Perfect.
Let the record show, Chief gave a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
The police and fire committee did meet on it. We felt like we'd like to recommend it to approve this. So with that, I would introduce resolution number 2023-13.
Resolution number 2023-13 was introduced by Councilmember Shank, approving an interlocal agreement with Joseph's Coat, Inc. to rent a 15-by-36 bay at the west end of the new storage garage building being constructed for the Blair Police Department.
I move to adopt resolution 2023-13 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-13 as presented. Please vote.
Council members present voting aye.
Oh.
Can I speak?
We already voted.
I know, but I was waiting for you to ask for public comment.
Sorry. I don't know. Council, what do we do?
If you need to open it up for the public to comment.
So should I open it back up again? All right. How do I do that? Just open it back up.
Motion
to open it. Okay.
I make a motion that we open the floor back up. Comment on the resolution.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to open up again. Resolution 2023-13. You have to vote the board.
Nope.
Okay, the board.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes.
Love that board.
Do we have any comments from the public?
Yes. And my mom, Margaret Hansen, 511 South 23rd Street here in Blair.
Can you spell your last name, please, Margaret?
H-A-N-S-O-N.
Thank you.
My comments are that I do not think this is a good idea. In spite of what the police chief says, I think, and I've had some background, my deceased husband was a reserve police officer with Blair. My daughter was a CSI agent out in North Las Vegas, Nevada. I've worked in two different law offices, and so I think if there's any way that evidence could be compromised, which I think it could if it's not a concrete wall building, that would be a defense attorney's dream come true. I think anytime a non-related entity is that close proximity, there's immediate cause for some concern. I know Joseph's Coat would be a good neighbor. However, the times that I've been in there, I don't necessarily see good supervision of the people who are working there. I think law enforcement needs space for secure storage. I think they would use both bays in the event there's a crime scene where they might have to take apart several cars, you know, whether they're looking for blood or drugs, whatever. So I think it's very important for them to have that space for the future growth of Blair. I mean, and I think 25 years is absolutely too long. Blair is going to continue to grow. Our police department is going to continue to grow. So I'm going to ask you to please respect our police officers and all the work they do here in Blair. and vote no on Resolution 2023-13. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Margaret.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
We have a motion to close the public hearing on Resolution 2023-13. We have a motion and a second. Please vote.
Yeah. Oh.
All council members present voting aye.
That's way down the screen.
Council, do we have to reintroduce resolution number 2023?
Yes. Okay. All right, I'd like to. Rod?
What's that?
Was you going to say something?
Do we have to reintroduce or do we just adopt again? Reintroduce. Okay. Thank you.
I introduce resolution number 2023-13.
14. 13.
13.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Go back in this.
No worries.
Resolution number 2023-13 was introduced by Councilmember Schenck, approving the interlocal agreement with Justice Co. Inc. to rent a 15 by 36 bay at the west end of the new storage garage building being constructed for the Blair Police Department.
I move to adopt Resolution 2023-13 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-13 as presented. Please register your vote. Do you have to vote on the board now?
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Can't go back in the system.
I can't vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 10. Consider resolution 2023-14 modifying the contract with Harson Builders for the construction of a garage for the Blair Police Department. Mr. Storm.
Okay, Mayor and Council, you have before you then would be a resolution adopting and approving the revision of the contract with Harson Construction to pay for, to add the additional 15-foot bay, the additional storage space that would be utilized by the Joseph's Coast. So the resolution and the approving the amended agreement then would allow for the continued construction of the property, which the Joseph's Coast will be paying for the additional bay and additional space. Any questions?
Thank you.
Any comments from the public?
Hold on, my computer shut
That's
down.
Okay. Technical difficulties, pardon us. Sing us a song.
You don't want that.
She said,
"Sing a song." What's that Christmas song from out there in Hawaii? You could sing.
Melakaliki Maka.
I could do that one.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I think I'm not going to. Sorry about that. What? No.
Are you up and running?
Yes.
All right, excellent. I'll entertain an introduction.
I'll introduce a resolution number 2023-14.
Resolution number 2023-14 was introduced by Councilmember Hafer, modifying the contract with Harson Builders for the construction of a garage for the Blair Police Department.
Make a recommendation to adopt resolution number 2023-14 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-14 as presented. Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 11, consider the bids received for the lime solids project at the Blair Water Treatment Plant.
Make a motion to receive and place on file the bids for the lime solids project at the Blair Water Treatment Plant.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to receive and place on file the bids for the lime solids project at the Blair Water Treatment Plant. Please vote.
All council council members present voting aye.
Mr. Shoemaker.
Evening, Mayor and council members. I have a few items for you this evening, all related to the same project. The first one is we did take bids on April 12th for the lime solids project. This is something we've been working on for a number of years, and we are ready for the construction of this facility so that we're in compliance with our NPDES permit requirements from EPA and the state of Nebraska. We received two bids, both from one from Erickson, one from Kizik. Both are currently working on different projects at the water plant currently at this time, with the low bid being submitted by Erickson Construction at just under $4.9 million. The estimate for this work was $4 million. Obviously, we're up above that. As I told the Water and Sewer Committee, though, I don't believe rebidding this project is going to be of any value to get any cheaper pricing. The contractors that I was hoping to be interested in the project were and did bid it. Quite frankly, there's just not that much money here. I know saying that with a $5 million project, but to get somebody from out of town to bid it is, and with these contractors already on site working, makes it real challenging to get others interested in bidding this work as well. So for that reason, what the engineer did make a letter of recommendation to the city council to go ahead and award this contract. Erickson Construction is currently doing the expansion of the water plant right now, so there is some continuity that will be going on there, as this work will be tied into some of that work that's going on as well. So with that, I did review this with the Water and Sewer Committee this evening for their review and recommendation. Are there any questions of me?
Any comments from the public?
The Water and Sewer Committee did meet on this. Of course, we agree with Al. And this is being mandated by the NDE and EPA, so it's something that needs to be done. So if there aren't any questions, I will make a motion to award the bid of the lime solid project at the Blair Water Treatment Plant to Erickson Construction in the amount of $4,892,000.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to award the bid for the lime solids project at the Blair Water Treatment Plant to Erickson Construction in the amount of $4,892,000. Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Item number 12, consider approval of a material testing agreement with Olson for the lime solids project. Mr. Shoemaker.
Actually, Mayor, this is going to be an engineering agreement amendment because the Olson group did do the design work for this project.
Okay.
And so all we have to do is an engineering agreement amendment to include construction engineering services as well as material testing, which is all included together. As I put in my memo here, they started out rather high, about $400,000. But I explained to them we're going to pretty much run this project just like we're running the other, the intake and the expansion, with a lot of in-house work being done. And so not really expecting a whole lot of assistance needed from the Olson team on this project. And so we were able to negotiate a $90,000 amendment. But again, this is for construction engineering and material testing. We do have to have the material testing for concrete densities, soil densities, and so forth, as well as some special inspections because of the type of construction that's going to be done here. So with that, I'm recommending this amendment to the City Council to be approved this evening to allow us to keep moving this project forward, and will be tied into the construction activity that you just approved. Are there any questions?
Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the material testing agreement with Olson for the lime solid project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the engineering amendment for material testing and construction materials agreement with Olson for the lime solids project.
Council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 13, consider a construction staking agreement amendment with JEO Engineering for the lime solids project. Mr. Shoemaker.
Mayor and council members, this is the final item I have for this project. This is to allow for construction staking for the contractor so that to be provided by JEO. They're currently providing the same service for the water plant expansion as well as the intake. So it just makes sense to continue to use the same firm and in this capacity. So with that, I'm recommending to you this evening to award JEO a contract in the amount of $18,750 for the construction staking. And again, it'll be not, at this point in time, not to exceed. So if we don't use it, we won't spend it. But we did want to, especially in light of what we just had to do at the last council meeting, try to estimate maybe a little bit higher so that hopefully we don't have to come back with an amendment down the road here. So are there any questions?
Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve construction staking agreement amendment with JEO Engineering for the Lime Solids project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve a construction staking agreement amendment with JEO Engineering for the Lime Solids project. Please vote.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shoemaker.
Members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Shoemaker. Item number 14, review of the annual report on City of Blair tax increment financing. Mr. Barrow.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. We're required annually to submit a report to all the taxing entities here to cover Blair and Washington County. They include this body, also the Washington County Board of Supervisors, Blair Community Schools, Metropolitan Community College, PAPIO NRD, and Education Service Unit number 3, about the TIF projects that we have ongoing in Blair. We currently have 5 active TIF projects in Blair. They are the Woodhouse Collision Center, Transformation Hill, the housing development on the Dana campus, the Holiday Inn Express, and then we have 2 phases of the Grant Street Industrial Project, both phase 1 and phase 2. We have had 1 TIF project that was completed this past calendar year, and that was the Blair Downtown redevelopment, that all the taxes are no longer being divided on those properties, and that is completed. You can see in the report the projected values of those projects and their current values that they're currently being taxed on. I'd be happy to take any questions that you may have.
Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll entertain a motion to receive and place on file. After you receive and place on file, correct, this report?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so I'll entertain a motion to receive and place this on file.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to receive and place on file the annual report on City of Blair tax increment financing. Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 15. Consider resolution 2023-15 approving Gateway of the West Days parade held from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and request permission from the NDOR to close Highway 30 for this event on June 10th, 2023. Mr. Storm.
Mayor, Council, you have before you a resolution for the annual closing of the highway for the annual Gateway of the West parade. Normally we do this along about January. For some reason this year this fell through the crack, so we need to get it done tonight and hopefully get it submitted to the department so that we'll be able to move forward with the parade come July 10th. So with that, I'd answer any questions that you might have.
June 10th.
What's that?
June 10th.
Excuse me.
Any questions from council? No. Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll entertain an introduction.
I'll introduce resolution number 2023-15.
Resolution number 2023-15 was introduced by Councilmember Hafer requesting approval to close Highway 30 from 10th Street to 18th Street on June 10, 2023 from 1 to 3 p.m. during the annual Gateway to the West Day Parade and request permission from the NDOR to close Highway 30 for this event.
Make a motion to adopt resolution 2023-15 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-15 as presented. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Before we move on to item number 16, I'd like to take a moment to point out that this is City Administrator Rod Storm's last City Council meeting, and I'd be remiss if I didn't point that out. Rod, your wealth of knowledge and your calm demeanor will be sorely missed by myself, the City Council, City staff, and the City employees. The City of Blair would not be what it is today without your influence. And we are very impressed with your years of dedicated public service. Thank you.
Speech.
City Administrator Report.
The mayor just took the thunder, so what can I say? I just, for myself, I wanted to thank Mayor Rupp and all the mayors before her, all of the city, you as City Council, and all the council members before you for allowing me to be a part of the City of Blair for the last 33 years. We've accomplished a lot, I think, together, working together. You know, I always tell people I didn't accomplish anything. It's mayor, City Council that causes things to happen. It's the staff that worked under me that did all the hard work and heavy lifting. I got to just stand, sit there, and steer the boat. And for that, I'm great privileged to have been a part of the City of Blair for serving for the last 33 years. And I know it's going to be in good hands going forward, so I look forward to just taking it easy and maybe having a few Tuesday nights off. With that, I have no other comment for tonight. We will have an executive session. Anticipate 15 to 20 minutes in executive session. Anybody that wishes to stick around, there will be no additional action by the council following the executive session and adjournment. If somebody wants to wait, they can wait in the front office or outside, and when the executive session is over, we'll bring you back in. So with that, we need a motion to executive session.
I'll make a motion to go on executive session at 7:42.
Second.
A motion is made and seconded to go into executive session for the limited purpose to discuss the following subjects: to discuss possible litigation involving the City of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege. Please register your vote.
Council members present voting aye.
My motion has been carried to go into executive session for the limited purpose of discussing litigation involving the City of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege.
I'll make a motion to go out of executive session at 7:55 p.m.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to come out of executive session at 7:55 p.m. Please register your vote.
Council members
present voting aye.
Motion passes. All right. Happy May Day. Happy Cinco de Mayo. And I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
We have a second. Yes, motion and second to come out of, no, not to come out of, to adjourn the meeting.
Get out of here.
Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Meeting adjourned.
So,